Chiefs are coming off a tough season, as Callum mentioned there, and pretty much it's going to be nothing to lose. They just got to take it game by game, and they basically, yeah, there's nothing to lose, so it's going to be a good matchup here tonight.
Off the draw, the Thunderbirds tying it up at their own blue line, and we are just underway here on the UBC Thunderbirds women's hockey season. Regina Cougars in town tonight, and it's going to be a good evening of hockey. Thanks, everyone, for joining us, and we've got play underway here, Dougie, with a shot in on goal, and that'll be turned aside by Danielle Dubé in her first CIS start this season. Turning the puck, and the puck will go back up out to center, and Regina will control it there, working it across. Both teams getting a change here. Working it deep into the Thunderbird zone, Dubé controlling it, and she'll settle it down and turn it up ice. Thunderbirds moving it out to center. Getting it across now, and they'll try to control it, but Regina will control it and move it back up to center. Now 3-on-2 into the Thunderbird zone, making a move around and getting deep into the zone.
Great play by Kaylee Hay there on the point. Stepping up, forcing the play to the outside.
After it for the Thunderbird, that's Nicole Saksvik on left wing. She'll try to make a play there. Can't, and Regina will retain control. Saksvik stealing it, though, and she'll move up the blue across the blue line for the Thunderbird. Moving into the zone, she'll work it around the D and get it deep. Thunderbirds will go in a partial change. Regina having the same players on the ice, and they'll work it up on left wing. That's White playing it across. White, one of the scorers that the Thunderbirds will have to look forward, or sorry, not look forward to necessarily, but try to put away here as they'll try to get a little bit of defensive play to set up this game.
Good.
Thunderbirds in on right wing. There's a shot on goal. That's Christy Capozzi, one of the assistant captains for the Thunderbirds this year. She'll try to make a play at the blue line, but it'll turn over across center ice, and Regina will get away. On left wing for Regina, that's Kylie Gavlin. She'll try to make a play. It'll get forced back out to the line, and Regina will hold it in, though. Thunderbird scrambling in their own zone, trying to get it out, and they will move it across center ice. It's carried there by Rianne White, trying to get it in on goal. She will. She'll dump it in and get off for a change. Regina carrying it in their own zone. Far side board, trying to force it out. Right at the blue line, it'll be flipped up over, and it'll be right back into Thunderbird's possession as they'll move it up ice now.
It's a huge ice surface here at UBC, so there's a lot of room to play, and they got to make those shifts short here.
Thunderbird's battling on the near side boards, trying to get something to the net. 17:26 to go, first period.
This is not the first time these teams have seen each other this year. Just last week or a week and a half ago, they were in a tournament in the second annual Mandy Schwartz Challenge in Regina, and the T-Birds actually were up 2-0 going into the third period, ended up pushing it to overtime, and they lost to the Regina Cougars. But so they're going to look for a little redemption here tonight.
Top scorer for UBC and to take the draw, that's Tatiana Rafter, number 13. She'll try to play a deep, battling down there, Stephanie Schottmeyer. But Regina will again regain control after a Thunderbirds draw win, and they'll work it back out, but it'll be forced back in by the T-Birds in the near side boards, now behind the Regina net. Trying to get up there, stopping up is Caitlin Kennedy for Regina. Thunderbirds will grab the puck, but it'll be moved forward now by Kennedy as she'll chase the puck out to center, and the Thunderbirds will take control. Both teams struggling a little bit to get control of the puck in the offensive zone.
Always a little nerves here in the first game of the season. Every game is important throughout the year, and they're both going to try and have something to prove here tonight.
Saksvik carrying the puck now in behind. She's going to work it out to the point. Back down low for Saksvik. She can't control it. Hanit Parhar down low. Thunderbirds trying to work the cycle they can. They've got Regina pinned up a little bit, and Parhar pursues the D there. That was Krista Metz. She was hassling there in the corner, and now they're on the far side boards looking to get it free. Now carried in front now for the Thunderbirds. Parhar trying to control, and they can. It gets stolen by a Cougars player that'll work out to center. That's Paige Wheeler, assistant captain. She'll dump it deep and go after it. Just over 4 minutes played here in the first period. No score. First game of the season for both these teams. CIS hockey getting started this week and this weekend with Canada West, and the OUA is getting underway.
Yeah, 19 games this weekend, so a lot of hockey, and it'll be nice to see where the standings lie at the end of the weekend.
Point shot from Regina. That one won't get through. Thunderbirds will block that one up, and it'll be up and off the glass and out to center.
Nice block there by number 16, Nicola Brown-John.
Chasing it down is Emily O'Neill, but it'll be turned back, icing Thunderbirds.
Yeah, these teams are going to have to calm down a little bit and play smart again. Like I said, they've been practicing, they've been training all summer, so investing a lot of time to be ready for these games, but it's always a little nerve-wracking, holding the sticks a little bit too tight, but I'm sure as the game goes on, that's going to calm down.
Stephanie Sawchuk in to take the draw for the for the Cougars. They will lose the draw, and Thunderbirds will take the puck, but it's dumped right out in front. Dubé with a save on a dump-in shot by a Cougars player on the near side board in the Thunderbird zone. Carried by the Cougars, working it to the point. Shot doesn't get through. It's carried in behind the net by Rianne White now. Comes in front of the Thunderbirds net, and it's corralled away there by Emily O'Neill, and will move back out to center. UBC trying to control the puck in their own zone. They're doing good. D-to-D pass. That one will be flipped out to center, gloved down by a Cougars player.
Smart play by the D there. Allow their team to come back, and V can now make the change for the Thunderbirds there.
Into the zone. That's number 13, Tatiana Rafter, trying to bust to the net. She can't. Barhart will control it, get it low. Nice cycle moving across. That one goes right through the crease. Rafter at the side of the goal. Can't stuff it in there. As she tried to get in front, Rafter still battling away at it, and the Thunderbirds will control behind the Cougars' net. Regina controlling the puck near side boards, trying to get it up the half wall. Thunderbirds taking over now. It's Rafter there, having a great shift for the Thunderbirds. She works around 1D, feeds it in front, and that pass was intended for Emily Granger, but she couldn't get a stick on it. Now it's back for Granger. She'll miss the pass at the right wing wall, and the Cougars will work it deep into the Thunderbird zone. Icing called off.
Almost a center ice collision there between UBC number 12, Hanit Parhar. Almost took out Regina player there.
And Parhar will get it deep as she carries it up ice, and it's behind the net again. Carrying it behind, feeding it in front, and there's a play right in front of the goal, and Thunderbird's having a chance there to put one home. They can't.
They're going to have to get more shots on net. There's only two apiece here, and we're already 7 minutes into the first period, so they got to get testing these goalies. They're both strong goalies here tonight, especially a well-known UBC goalie here first year, but she's Danielle Dubé, former Team Canada goalie, so it's going to be a tough one for Regina.
UBC making some great acquisitions over the summer, and, of course, throughout the prior year, getting some new blood into the lineup, of course, having not the best season last year. They definitely looked to make some additions this year, and they did, especially with Danielle Dubé in the nets there. Thunderbirds out across the Regina line. A little bit of space there as the pass goes across to Chinakis. She can make the play, and she'll feed it to the far side. Diving play there across by the D and going hard into the boards with a Cougars player. She looks to be okay. That's number 21, Paige Wheeler. She's getting up. Okay, makes the change, and it's back into the Thunderbird zone.
The confident play by number 7, UBC, Kelsey Haverson there, both in the offensive zone, holding the line, as well as stepping up on the play early in our zone, UBC zone.
Thunderbirds. Near side boards in their own zone. Tying it up, back behind the net to get it is Nicola Brown-John. Brown-John skates out of her own zone across the circle. She's got nobody to pass it to, so she'll flip it to center. Chinakis tried to receive the pass there and couldn't. Chinakis goes off for a change. Thunderbird's trying to get fresh legs on the ice, and they will. There's a lead pass. That one's going to go all the way past the stick of Tatiana Rafter. She's going to be down ice and miss it. Icing coming back into the Thunderbird zone.
Yeah, touching on Danielle Dubé, as we mentioned, she's in the net for the Thunderbirds tonight. She actually approached Graham, the new UBC coach, early on in the year. She was planning to come back and maybe help out as a coach, and turned out after the end of the conversation, she's enrolled and holding in the net there for the Thunderbirds. So
made the pitch as a coach and then ended up in between the pipes.
Not a bad gig.
No, it doesn't happen too often. That one's going to go down the ice as we approach the 8-minute mark of the first period. Two shots apiece for either side. You can definitely see there's a little bit of tentative play from either team as they try to just relax and get into this game. Of course, first game is always a tough one. Into takes the draw for Regina. Caitlin Kennedy. She'll line up against Rafter. Kennedy will win it, but the Thunderbirds will get the puck up and out to center, and off underway is Stephanie Schottmeyer. She's going to try to play the puck deep and can't. Regina will control it on the left wing boards and move it out to center. Bouncing across, there's a race for the puck. Going back to get it for the Thunderbirds.
Oh, icing waved off there. Thought that was going to give them an offensive faceoff there.
A little bit of speed in on left wing for the Thunderbirds. Saucer backhand pass across to Parhar. That was Rafter trying to do that one. She got the up and down, but it wasn't received by the Thunderbirds winger on the other side.
things calming down for both teams here. Both you can see some of the set plays that the that the teams have been working on throughout their preseason games and preseason practices. So saw a couple opportunities there. Great pass across with Parhar on her backhand, almost put it in there. So might see a little more action again. It's still shot clock says 2-2. I'm thinking it's a little bit a couple more than that, but still need more shots on net if you want to put it in.
Carpenter Bosch in to take the draw for the Thunderbird. She'll win it and get it right towards the goal, but it'll be covered up there by Schmidt.
Great. You can see number six for UBC, Nicole Sackvik, putting pressure on the goalie. That's what you have to do. We've got Schmidt in net for the Regina Cougars, and you got to test her. You got to push it until the ref tells you whether you can hold off a little bit or continue on.
And Parhar, Sackvik on the left, Parhar on the right, but they'll lose that draw. It's a 3-on-1 back to center, number 14. That's Rianne White. She got a shot in on goal. Wasn't much, though. Turned away by Dubé. Play at the line. Thunderbird's trying to get it out and can't. Now they will, playing it across the line. That's Sackvik out to center.
A lot of physical play here.
Skating into a wall of green there as there were four across the line for Regina. She couldn't make anything happen, and she's going to go off to change. Regina trying to play it out of their own zone. Near side boards. Thunderbird's losing the puck, and Regina will get it out to center. 2-on-3, so it'll just get fired in. On goal, Rianne White. Dubé turns it away, no problem. And it's behind the Thunderbirds' net now. Trying to carry it up the right wing. Trying to make the play up the boards anyways is Kaylee Chinakis. She can't do it. Regina getting a shot in on goal. That one came from Hillary Leroy, but that'll be turned away by Dubé as well. In behind the Thunderbirds' net now. Chinakis collects the puck, tries to work it up the left-hand wall, and she will. Coming back into the Thunderbird zone, though, and it'll be offside.
We had great support there by veteran Chinakis, supporting her D. Got UBC Thunderbird defenseman ended up on the wrong side of her opponent, but Chinakis came in and support, and that's how you play the game. So they're working well together as a team, and we're going to see hopefully a little more action at both nets here.
She'll win it. She'll get it down deep into the Regina zone, but it'll be turned away. One-on-one coming back up the ice. It's Gavlin now working it on goal. Gavlin with a big chance in front. She's going to get the flip shot up, and it'll be gloved down by Dubé, but a penalty coming on the play. Penalty coming as Gavlin burst in all alone.
Looks like a hook and call by the ref there. Let's see who's heading to the box. We've got number 26 for the T-Birds. Nadine Burgess is going to be sitting for 2 minutes here for hooking. First time that both teams can work on their special teams here. We'll see how it goes.
Thunderbirds on the penalty kill. That penalty happened at exactly 10 minutes through the first frame, so it'll be 2 minutes or less for the Thunderbirds on the power play, on the penalty kill as Burgess sits for two.
Smart play by Schaltmeier there. Just sends it down the ice. Don't think. Just get it out of the danger zone.
Definitely out of harm's way as it's in the Regina zone, but they'll organize and move out to center.
Oh.
Can't make the play across the line as it was Wheeler trying to dash in, but couldn't do it.
It's one of the golden rules there. You got to get across the line before you make a play. It's too hard. The game's too fast for the rest of the team and your teammates and line mates to adapt to it. So you got to get across the blue, then make that play.
Captain on the ice, number 14 on left wing, Rianne White for Regina Cougars. She's on a line.
Extremely physical player.
She's got body out there, and she uses it. And she dumps one of the players there, Chinakis. Chinakis slaps her stick on the ice. A little bit of frustration, moves up ice. On the power play, though, for another minute and 15 seconds, Cougars have the man advantage. Played down low in the corner, behind the net. Played out front, White tried to do it, couldn't. And it's controlled down deep. That's Finch working it back out to the point. To Mazaros. Mazaros fakes the shot, then she takes it. Tipped in on goal right in front. That's White. And Dubé turns it away, made it look easy there. And Chinakis will just flip that one out, and that one will actually go up and over and into the box there. So we'll get a whistle and a face-off back in the Thunderbird zone.
With Mazaros there, number seven for Regina, try and hold the line. Smart play again. Ended up with the icing call, which is interesting as UBC is on the... on the PK here. So looks
well,
like
it what it was zone. it was just flipped into the bench there. Chinakis tried to clear the zone, couldn't, and flipped into the bench. So we ended up with a draw in the Thunderbird zone.
Makes sense. Goes back to where it was taken.
Wasn't great because we've got Regina Wasn't great for Thunderbirds. Anyways, Regina controls the puck. That shot will go through. It'll go wide. And on the far side wall, it'll be Paige Wheeler trying to control it. She's going to take it in behind the Thunderbirds net. Moving to the near side wall, Wheeler throws it across ice to the right point. Shot comes through. Attempted tip in front there. That was Muscoe. He tried to get the tip in, couldn't. And the Cougars will control it again. Alexis Larson at the point. Big shot. That one will get tipped in front, and the Thunderbirds will force it out, but not all the way out of the zone, as it's kept in by Reimer. Reimer for the Cougars. Works it down low.
Back to even strength here.
Across to Larson. Five on five, and it'll get flipped out to center. As Burgess came out of the box, it will be an icing call against the Thunderbirds. Burgess almost got away there with a little out-of-the-box play.
Yeah, that's all right. It's a tough one to take at that time. I mean, the T-Birds are tired out there. They're long, long shift on the PK, but they had to make that play. It's better to have a whistle. Yes, they don't get to change, as that's the rule in the CIS women's hockey and men's hockey, is that if it is an icing, the team doesn't get to make a line change. They have to come back in, and they're going to have to figure a way to get it across center, get it down, and get off the ice as fast as they can.
The Thunderbirds killing off that penalty. A couple of shots got through there for the Cougars, but nothing doing. It's still 0-0, 7 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the first period.
Dubé really stood on her head in that power play. Regina did a great job. Tons and tons of traffic in front. Could have been some lucky tips or some great tips by Regina, but Danielle Dubé seemed to keep her eye on the puck the entire time.
Krista Metz for Regina, forcing it around to the near side wall, trying to get it out of the Cougars' zone. Can't. She'll chase it back now, back behind her own zone, take it on the backhand, and get it into the corner, though. She's pestered there by Rafter.
Got a three-man system here in the reffing, only one with the stripes and two linesmen. So a lot to see, a big ice, so it's going to be a lot for referee Dam Hanuman Singh, who's reffing the game tonight for the Thunderbird-Regina game.
UBC controlling the puck over center ice, carrying it in, trying to get it deep and can't. As the Thunderbirds tie it up along the road, Schottmeyer trying to make a play at the line, and she can't, and having to chase it all the way over ice is O'Neill for the Thunderbirds. She'll get it deep into the Regina zone. Lots of back and forth here. Puck going deep one way and coming back and going deep the other. Both teams trying to get some opportunities in the slot area, but they can't. O'Neill will take it. She'll work it up the left side board. Big bump at center there as Carpenter-Bosch collided with a Regina player. And now it'll be Saksvik controlling well, moving across center ice for UBC, dropping it off right at the line, and Saksvik dropped it back behind herself and went offside.
Again, it was a great play, but you got to be so, so careful on that blue line. Again, that that also gives respect to the other team. If they're forcing you to make a play at the blue line, that's a smart move too. So
White, Sawchuk, and Finch out there for the Cougars. And they'll win the draw and get it back behind their own net. Working it deep, though. Pass coming across the center. Schottmeyer will control it. Try to control anyways at the blue line. Work it far side in the Cougars' zone. Back behind the net, trying to control it is Saksvik. She can't do that. She's going to bring it to the near side corner, though, and try to drop it off there. And she will. Thunderbirds with the puck behind the net. Saksvik this time, far corner. Trying to drop it off for Brown John and can't. And the Thunderbirds almost get a cycle going, but can't. Pinching in there is Capozzi. But it'll be worked out to center for Regina, and they will go into the zone and try and control it, but can't. And UBC will take the puck in their own zone and move it out. Not quite out of the line, though. Kept in by Reimer for the Cougars. UBC flipping it out of their own zone. Executing that play was Brown John. She'll do that and try to get off. Can't, and she's on the right side.
Seems to be one of her go-to moves there.
She's tried that a couple times this play as a UBC Thunderbirds try to play it out of their own zone. Pass will come across back to Brown John. This time she'll make an on-ice pass, and it'll move up to center to Chinakis. Chinakis turns to her backhand, flips it in. Regina collecting the puck now down deep. Long pass, stretch pass, looking for Paige Wheeler. Wheeler will get after it. She'll battle against Granger down in the corner. Granger comes out on top, makes the pass to Chinakis. The Thunderbirds work out the center. Chinakis on left wing. She gets stopped up by a Cougars player on D there, but she'll collect the puck down low. Collision there. Looked like it was a collision between two Cougars players.
Yeah, they got the short end of the stick there. Four girls went in, and two Cougars ended up on the ice.
So dusting the ice off the jerseys there, Cougars will get a change, and they'll move it back up out to center. Coming across on left wing for the Cougars, that's Kennedy. She's going to try and force a puck through. She can. It'll go through two Thunderbirds' skates and back down behind the Thunderbirds' net now. O'Neill collecting in the corner. Trying to make the play. O'Neill, she will. That one will get tipped up.
Scary play to make. Passing the puck right across center ice. It can get picked off and end up with a bit of a breakaway, but she was lucky on that one. Only tipped past her.
And it'll be an icing call against the Thunderbirds. 3 minutes, 53 seconds to go. First period, no score in this one of the first UBC Thunderbirds game. Women's home opener here at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center.
One thing that's been really evident in the game so far tonight in the first period is Regina's very, very strong in their defensive play. They play a zone defense, and they've really, really stuck to it the entire period.
Gavlin, Shervin, and Shervin out on the ice. Sister pairing for the Thunderbirds. That one will be tipped on goal by Shervin. But Dubé, again, will keep the stick on the ice and turn it away. Battling on the boards, Poulin for the Thunderbirds trying to do it, but it'll come loose. Capozzi for the T-Birds moving across. Comes back. Thunderbirds will work it out to center. They've got a 3-on-2 move. They'll make a change, and Poulin will just dump it in. Looked like they had a 3-on-2 to go there. They did, but they made the change instead, opting for fresh legs. Good discipline by the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, smart play. She made sure she was across that red line. Ref could see that, jump the puck in, and they can get off.
Schottmeyer and Granger working just outside the Thunderbirds' blue line. They'll try to turn it over. Granger, though, will get back and collect it. She'll work it. Backhand pass up the boards to Rafters. That one will go across to Emai. Emai back to Rafter across the center ice line. Flipped in by Rafter into the far corner. Back to collect it. It's Kennedy for the Cougars. Thunderbirds grab it, though, and it gets tipped up on the play there. So a shot by Granger got tipped up by Rafter up into her equipment almost.
Lucky one for the Regina Cougars there.
Cougars burst back on a right wing shot, directed to the corner by Dubé. Very good with the stick as she moves it into the corner. Away from danger, Thunderbirds trying to clear it on the wall. Turned over, backhand, weak one. That one will go wide. And that backhand was by Kennedy for the Cougars. And UBC will collect the puck behind their own net, flip it out to center. And we have an icing call pending here as it's just going to cross the red line there with 2 minutes, 17 seconds to go.
That's questionable. The icing, when the puck's going down there, the players have to show that they're trying to get to the puck. And if they don't show that effort, then the ref should wave it off. I guess it's a close one. It is to their discretion. But that's you can see the captain there speaking with their linesman that shouldn't be happening and making sure that they're aware of that for the next call. So.
Player there on the icing.
Yeah.
Probably could have collected that puck before it crossed the red line, but didn't. So similar to international rules, there is no race to touch. There is no touch-up icing. There is a race, or there is no race in this case, and it's certainly for player safety.
Yeah, definitely.
Halverson moving across the line on right D. She's going to carry it all the way in, though. Try and get it deep. She's going to force it towards the goal. Schmidt sticks her stick out, directs it to the Cougars' corner. Regina collecting the puck, flipping it out. That pass was intended for White. Didn't happen, and the Thunderbirds will collect it on right D. Stopping it up, that's Halverson.
You're going to see a little bit of a shortened bench here the last 2 minutes, probably for both teams, trying to make something happen before they head to the dressing
room. Cougars now grossly outshooting the T-Birds, 9-3, as the Birds try to force anything to the net. And they've got, now in the ice, Chinak is chasing the puck down, trying to get it. She can't, and on left wing, it'll be flipped out, and that'll be Campbell, one of the assistant captains, trying to work it in deep to the Thunderbird zone. Succeeds. O'Neill playing it hard against Paige Wheeler down on the left wing. Stolen in front. Backhand. That one will go up and over the net. Dubé there for the play anyways, though, and Granger will carry it out on left wing.
Yeah, just brushed the crossbar there. Close one.
Emily Granger across to Chinakis. Granger, a fifth-year deep, passing across to a fifth-year forward in Chinakis. A little bit of leadership on this Thunderbird squad, certainly a lot from last year, as it's down low. That's Schottmeyer trying to get in front. Couldn't do it, as Unruh was there to try and get a shot away, and she couldn't unload, and Regina Cougars will collect the puck and move it back out to center.
30 seconds left in the first period.
Dubé out behind the Thunderbirds net to collect it. Granger back to take it from her goaltender and try to move it out to center, and will. It's Rafter in on right wing. She's got some Cougars closing on her, and they do, as she couldn't even get a shot away. Some quick back checks there for the Cougars, and they'll move it up to center, getting it deep into the Thunderbird zone.
It's a tough one there. You gotta have patience, which she Raptor showed, but you also have to try and make sure that you know how much time's left in the game, and getting that shot on net is important.
And the first period, we're expire without a goal here at the Dougie. A 0-0 game heading, of course, to the second period. So that's certainly something that both teams will take a positive from, but it looks like it was a little bit of a favor given to the Regina Cougars in that period.
Yeah, I agree, definitely. Eight shots on net. Danielle Dubé was an important aspect of that game, in that period, especially on the power play, as you mentioned. She controlled the play. She saw the puck everywhere. And a little detail that I've noticed with her already is that you'll notice that the puck does go off her stick. She's confident with the stick, comfortable with the stick, but she's also trying to get that puck. She's aware, trying to get it out actually off the net, because if the goalie tips it out, obviously there's a whistle blown and there's no penalty to that, but it allows her teams to calm down and hopefully get that change in as well. Too.
And the Cougars looking like they were a bit of the better team in that first period, a little bit more organized. What were they doing right in that first period?
Playing extremely physical. I've actually seen it from both ends. Definitely a little bit more on Regina. That's something... going to date myself here, but back in the day when I played here too, that's something they're known for. They're extremely physical and they go hard. And in the women's game, that's always a fine line to play. Is we always say there's body contact, but there's not body checking. So that just means every single game you have to see what the ref is going to allow, what they're not going to allow, and just push the limits until you're told, yep, that's enough. Calm it down and go from there. But it's been a fun game to watch. It's physical. It's high pace, and as the period went on, both teams started to calm down a little bit and get into some of their set plays, their forecheck, properly executing that as well too. So they've Regina Cougars were playing in a very aggressive 1-1-2, 1-2-1 forecheck, whereas UBC was again playing a little bit smarter, but they were playing a 1-2-2 forecheck. So keeping it safe but smart. I think they know they've got the confidence in who's between the pipes. So, yeah, it's a good game so far.
Definitely. Great goaltending in the net on both sides with Schmidt for the Cougars and Dubé on the left for the Thunderbirds. But we did get a chance to speak with a couple of Thunderbirds in Imai, Chinakis, Granger, and the new coach, Graham Thomas. So we've got a little bit of a feature coming up for you after some public service announcements. You're listening to Thunderbirds Hockey on CITR 101.9.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you're seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Did you do really well in a first or second year course? Want to make a difference in the UBC community and school communities around the world? Join Students Offering Support, or SOS, and become a tutor today. Math, accounting, economics, psychology, engineering courses, French and Spanish, statistics, and more. If you aced it, Students Offering Support wants you to help other students ace it too. Check out UBCStudentsOfferingSupport.com for more information.
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at...
for the Regina Cougars. The players not in the lineup tonight are Chelsea Tikanomi, Courtney Mish, and Callan Hareland, as well as their third goalie, Morgan Cooper.
Yeah, so certainly a few missing faces. Casorso is definitely a face that the Thunderbirds missed. I was talking to Coach Graham Thomas this morning, and he was mentioning that Casorso is certainly a face that will miss in the lineup. She's obviously out for another game, and in addition to this, for a suspension from last season. But other than that, the Thunderbirds certainly seem to have their lineup in order, as they'll try lines as they roll through the season here. But they've got a couple of lines put together. I thought Tatiana Raptor looked good in the first period. She looked like she had her game on, as she does season after season. She certainly, to a degree, carried the team last year. So it was certainly a little bit of a bump for her to get a little bit more scoring support as with some of the additions, especially with Saxton, Carpenter, Boss, Schottmeyer, all those girls who can certainly put the puck in the net.
Correct, yeah. And as I mentioned in the out-of-town scoreboard, we have Mount Royal just joining the league here this year, as well, just to touch on the Calgary Dinos, won their very first CIS banner last year, first time in CIS history for them, and it was quite a confident win with a 5-1 win over the Montreal Caravans. They've got a huge lineup, and a lot of those players will be returning with, obviously, Haley Wickenheiser, team.
The Team Canada All-Stars, one of the best players in the world, is continuing to be in the lineup for the Calgary Dinos. So they're going to be a bit of a powerhouse, I think, again this year. But that's always fun fun for every team, and I think it's fun and great for the CIS hockey to have a lot of those All-Stars deciding to stick around and play in Canada versus heading to NCAA in the States. So you see that more and more, a lot of national team players that play for Montreal as well.
Okay, we're set to go. Schmidt on the other side, Jennifer Schmidt in goal, number 33 for the Regina Cougars, as both teams conversing at center ice here, trying to get something going. We have a scoreless game into the second period. Thunderbirds outshot 8-3 in the first, so they'll try and get something going in the second.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to see a bit of a set play probably on both ends, trying to make something happen early as opposed to waiting till the end of the period when things get really intense and you never want to be at the end of a game in a tight situation. So try and get on top early here.
UBC with their top line of Rafters, Schottmeyer and Imai on the ice, and they'll win the draw. Schottmeyer bumping up at the boards of center ice. They're trying to get it in deep. Imai trying to control it there. Playing behind Imai will chase it after into the far side boards of the Cougars zone. Caitlin Imai down low, one of the captains this year for the Thunderbirds. One of those veteran leaders that will look to make changes in this Thunderbird program to try and get some more wins this season, but Regina will carry it away, move it up ice across their own blue line. Skating up ahead, that's Rianne White, and she's going to go in offside again, and the faceoff will come outside the line.
Again, just a bit of a stutter step at the blue line there. She is the captain of the Regina Cougars. I believe she's a fourth-year player with the team, and definitely a strong, fast presence. As we mentioned, she threw her body around very well in the first period.
UBC putting on ice there, Carpenter, Bosch, Saxtick, and Parhar. A couple of new players in the lineup. Jenna Carpenter, Bosch centering this line. And Dubé will stop the puck up behind her own net. Trying to control it there. It's Brown John. She's going to work it up the right wing boards. Thunderbirds trying to clear it out to center, and they will. And it'll be collected by Finch for Regina. She's going to just push it and give it right back to the Thunderbirds. And Dubé will have to cover it.
Oh, one of the Regina players there, number 9, Laura Olson, laboring to the bench. She was actually the one who delivered the hit on the Thunderbird, but seemed to get the worst of it, even though she stayed on her feet. She's hunched over the bench. Let's hope she's okay there. Probably just a little winded, as that can happen.
Thunderbird's line centered by Chinakis. Chinakis will lose the jaw. She was feisty in the first period. Got into a few altercations, a few bumps. That's the way she plays the game, and that's the intensity the Thunderbirds will have to come with.
Really enjoying watching Mazaris of Regina. Very, very confident in the blue line. Steps up all the time. I'm sure that's what you want to see from your defenders. If you're safe, you always have the other player back, but Mazaris is very, very confident on the ice here.
Capozzi back to collect it for the Thunderbirds. Moving ahead to Chinakis. She's going to flip it up. She gets it into the equipment of her teammate Capozzi. Capozzi will work back. And move back into a defensive position and try and cover up there on the right wing, and she'll stop it up just inside the Thunderbirds' blue line and play it out to center.
Thunderbird's trying to control the puck. Unruh will take it on left wing. Tries the far side pass. That one was intended for Poulin. She couldn't make it happen. And it'll be flipped down into the Cougars zone.
Allows the Thunderbirds to get a change here. It's a big, as mentioned earlier, big ice, but it's hard. That second period, such a long change. So any chance you get, you got to get
off. Front there, that's a backhand and a wraparound attempt. And it's going to be moved in front, and they score.
Oh, great goal there. Just didn't give up. Schmidt couldn't get on top of that puck. She was sitting on her butt, sitting back in the net, and couldn't get her legs on it. So they just kept hack and whack away. It doesn't have to be pretty. It just has to get in the net. So that was a very, very diligent play by the Thunderbirds. Great goal.
So at 2:14 of the second period, the Thunderbirds putting one in. It was a weird goal. Saxvik looks like she came around, made the corner, and tried to stuff it in. But we'll have to see who eventually got the puck behind Schmidt. Looked like it was Dale Poulin, but we'll have to wait for the announcement. As play is underway here, 17:37 to go. Thunderbirds up 1-0. It was a dirty goal, but they'll take it. Certainly goals were few and far between last season. So any that go behind the opponent's goalie will be welcomed by the Thunderbirds here as Regina. .06 to go in the second period. A few technical difficulties, but we're good. We're back onto the broadcast here at the Dougie for the first game of the year between the Thunderbirds and the Regina Cougars. Thunderbirds up 1-0 into the second period here and carrying it into the zone. That one will bounce in offside. It's Schottmeyer trying to move in on right wing. Gets a shot away, and that one will be deflected up by a Regina player, but UBC will retain control in the near side boards. Carpenter Bosch digging for it in the near corner, trying to get it loose, but the Cougars will take it away. And Capozzi will race back into her own zone with Shervin. Shervin will take a bad angle shot that'll be directed away by the stick of Dubé, and Carpenter-Bosch will control it on left wing. Gets onto her backhand, tries to make a play to Unruh, and she can't. And it's forced all the way around the boards for Saxvik there on right wing for the Thunderbirds. Trying to get it up to center. She'll succeed at that. It'll go off her skate. Bit of a delayed offside there, so the Thunderbirds will be allowed to get out of their own zone. Moving in on left wing, that's Unruh. To the center of the ice, a rising shot. That one hopped over the glove of Schmidt, and Schmidt will reach around behind her to her left and cover up the puck.
Confirmed goal scored by, we've got Nicole Saxvik of North Van, BC. First goal for the Thunderbirds of the 2012-2013 season. And the assist goes to Dale Poulin of Prince George, BC, fourth year player for the Thunderbirds. So
there was some confusion who stuffed it in, but it was Saxvik with the wraparound, the beauty wraparound, and then finishing off the play with a second effort. So great play for the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, that's awesome. Put them up 1-0, heading in. That's what Graham and Kim Coates want to see from their lineup.
Janakis in to take the draw. She'll lose it, and it'll be collected there by Rianne White, who will try to move it up to center. She's going to try to make a pass now on left wing and get it in. It's going to be forced all the way across. Nobody there, and it'll bounce off the near side wall, and Unruh will try to force it up to center, but the Thunderbirds can't. Played up to the right wing point. UBC hacking away at it, trying to get it out of the zone. Behind their own net now. Racing down low to get it is Rebecca Unruh. She'll play it in the corner. She's working there with Kaylee Hay. Hay and Unruh in the near side corner. And it'll go far side and back behind the Thunderbirds net. A little bit of disorganization in the Thunderbird zone. There's the first pass out. Chinak is carrying it across the line, working across to Unruh and chipping it into the Cougar zone. That is a tired UBC line. They'll have to go off, and they will.
Wholesale change there from the Thunderbirds.
Fresh legs in their entirety. For the Thunderbirds, and on the ice, Sale Poulin collecting an assist already in this game. Backhanding it into the zone. That's Saxvik, the goal scorer. Poulin, Saxvik. This is the line that scored for the Thunderbirds, got them on the board. They'll try to make a little bit more happen here in the second period.
See a fatigued Regina Cougar lineup here. They're not able to get to the bench. As I mentioned earlier, it's a long change. So Thunderbirds bring it back a little bit too far into their own zone. I'd say you want to try and turn that. Oh, that stuff. That's an icing play that's giving the Regina Cougars an opportunity to get off, and that's exactly what they wanted. So, as I mentioned, the T-Birds defender brought it back into their own zone, tried to grab some time and space, but there's a time and place to do that, and I would say you'd want to almost turn it around a little bit quicker there.
who land to take the draw for the Thunderbirds. It's a good hustle there. UBC's fourth line got the goal. That's a good sign, certainly, for Coach Graham Thomas. He must enjoy that in his first coaching start.
Yeah, we always say all the goals look the same on the scoreboard, so it doesn't matter how they go in.
And it's 1-0 Thunderbirds. 14-15 to go, second period. Chasing it into her own zone, that's Capozzi. Collecting it, trying to work it out to the right wing boards, and she will. And the Thunderbirds have a chance out the center here. Schottmeyer almost got away. She couldn't do it. And she'll try and tip it up towards the Regina zone, and it'll be played down deep as Regina will join it, but there's a giveaway in front for the Thunderbirds. Quick shot. That one's right on goal, trying to find the rebound, and it'll be held on in front by Schmidt.
Oh, players being thrown there. UBC number three is not too happy. Schottmeyer's not too happy about being tossed to the ice behind the net, but ref's going to let it go again. There's going to be a little bit of pushing and shoving. This is the type of reffing I love to see. It lets the players play, have fun, be aggressive, and that's going to lead to a good hockey game.
Schottmeyer, Rafter, and Emi out there. The forwards for UBC. Top line out there. Back on the point, it's Brown, John, and Halverson. Or pardon me, Brown, John, and Capozzi. So Coach Graham Thomas shifting up his point girls there a little bit to try and get some offense from the point. Capozzi on the right side.
You see that aggression paying off for Schottmeyer there. She's putting it to work here. So
Rafter collecting the puck. She's going to wheel back into her own zone, try not to give it away, but Capozzi in front of Dubé will collect it, wheel around the net to the left-hand side and try to bounce it off the boards, but can't. Stolen by a Regina player. Back behind the net now, cutting hard in front and flipped out to center. It was Poulin trying to make the play, but it'll be carried back in. Rafter, quick shot on goal, and that'll be stopped up by Dubé.
Yeah, smart play by Poulin there. She's coming out from behind the net, cuts really, really tight to the center ice, allowing her to have options to the left and to the right. Gives her a lot more opportunity to come out with speed. It is a bit of a risky play depending on who's in front, but you keep your head up and you're giving yourself the best options there.
Into Drake the draw for the Cougars. That's Stephanie Sawchuk centering this line. She'll collect the puck on the far side boards, but the Thunderbirds will steal it and take it away. That's Saxvik up on left wing, making one move, making two. Breaking in on left wing, Saxvik trying to backhand the pass across and couldn't do it. She had Parhar on the right side, tried to make a play there. Lots of speed from Saxvik, though, on the left side. Thunderbirds controlling the puck there. That's Saxvik again. She's on the near side board. She'll lose it, though, and it'll get flipped out to center.
It's great, a first year player in Saxvik, and she's I think that goal gave her a little bit of more confidence, and it's great. She's playing awesome out there, a lot of speed, and not giving up at all.
Yeah, you could see definitely some confidence in on that left wing, but it's on the right wing for the Cougars as they move into the zone. That was Muscovy. She tried to make a play towards the UBC net and couldn't. Puck at center ice, stolen now by the Thunderbirds. It's Carpenter-Bosch up on right wing, moving. She'll get a flip shot right in on goal. It'll be stopped up easily by Schmidt.
Again, that's a great play. You need that whistle, allow your team to change, calm things down, especially in the offensive zone. Now the Thunderbirds can potentially try a set play here and make something happen quick off the draw.
12 minutes, 5 seconds to go, second period, 1-0 T-Birds. In to take the draw, Chinakis. She'll tie it up there at the center. And it'll get swung across, and moving up on right wing, it'll be Gavlin for the Cougars. Gavlin into the zone. She'll force it down deep in behind the Thunderbird net. Back to collect it there and move it out on the right wing is Unra. She'll get it all the way across, and it'll be in the near side boards. A battle right in front of the scorer's table, and the Thunderbirds will collect the puck and work it out to center. Fired back into the Thunderbird zone. Dubé out of her net. Stomping it up there. She'll leave it very calmly for T-Bird's defender, and it'll be flipped up to center. This time Chinakis carrying it on right wing, moves the pass right across, and that just went too hard off the stick of Unra on left wing, as that was a 2-on-1 break for the Thunderbirds. Back the other way now into their own zone. Thunderbirds trying to control the puck, but it'll be the Cougars at the point. To the left point, flipped in there. That was Metz for the Cougars.
Cougars are still trying to notch their first shot on net of this period, as it still sits at 9 for the Cougars and now 7 for UBC. So it's definitely been the Thunderbirds' period so far.
Poulin, a weak backhand in on the right side. That'll be steered away by Schmidt. Chinakis now forcing it. That's Saxvik behind the net. Saxvik carrying it on her backhand. She's got all sorts of confidence out there now after putting one in a little bit earlier in this period. Capozzi now for the Thunderbirds out at center ice. She's going to try and force it in on side. as the Thunderbirds definitely have to watch that. And on right wing, here comes the Regina Cougars, a rebound in front, and that one bounced right over the stick of Kennedy, and the Thunderbirds are back out to center.
It's a scary rebound, bounced right in front, nobody got it. Luckily, neither team could see the puck at all, actually.
Popped right over the stick of Caitlin Kennedy. She had a wide open look, and Danielle Dubé didn't look set for that one, but it went completely over her stick, and she didn't get a chance. 10 minutes, 8 seconds to go, second period. Puck flipped down all the way on, right onto the stick of Schmidt. She'll cover it up. Gets a little snow in front there by a Thunderbirds player.
A little pushing around here by both teams in front of the net. That's good. Keep it exciting. Sometimes you can get under the skin if you know certain players react a little bit more than others do, and that can be fun, part of the fun of the game as well too. So
absolutely, Schottmeyer giving a little bit of snow love to the goaltender Schmidt there on the other side. There, Cougars didn't like that. And draw will be won by the Cougars, and they'll win it back down into their own zone, but Thunderbirds will regain possession on the near side boards. Battling down there, Staxvik feels like she's been out there forever. And she has been. She's collecting the puck now, and she's going to calm it down and move it across ice. To Parhar, will flip it deep. That'll go right back in on goal, and a race to get it. That was Jenna Carpenter-Bosch. Couldn't quite get to it, and it'll be forced back in. Carpenter-Bosch behind the net. Plays it in front. And that'll be gloved.
That's looks like our goal scorer Saxvik is going to be heading to the box for slashing. That was it's a tough call, I guess. They've got to make it. Maybe they may have been warning the players already that, hey, you got to watch what you do after the whistle in front of the net there. But I think it's Saxvik went into the wrong penalty box. So heading back to her own here, but again, you want to be aggressive, and I don't mind that for either team. You want to be aggressive with the net. Goalie, make sure that she knows you're there so that she's hesitant every time a play is in front. So you know what, yeah, it's a 2-minute penalty, but it's not a bad penalty by any means.
So assistant captain Christy Capozzi is talking to the ref there, Dan Hanneman, saying, and just maybe discussing a little bit of that, why that call was made, but it looked to be a legit one anyways, and the Thunderbirds will be on the penalty kill for the second time this game. They'll get it all the way out.
T-Birds are just going to want to make sure that the ref is making the call both ways. You're fine as long as it's consistent on both ends, then you know what to expect.
Thunderbirds controlling the puck now in the Regina zone on the penalty kill. Playing it down low. Schottmeyer looks like she's playing that on the near side corner, trying to get control of it and can't, and Regina will work it back out. The center, Capozzi collecting it there for the Thunderbirds, skidding across center ice into space, flipping it deep back into the Regina zone. About 35 seconds into this penalty, Saxvik in the box, and Capozzi for the Thunderbirds will collect it on left wing, dump it in, get off. Thunderbirds will get a full change. Fresh legs on there. There's a lot of forecheck going on there. And it's Carpenter-Bosch there chasing it into the corner. Regina having trouble, a lot of trouble getting out of their own zone. They're going to give it away again. Carpenter-Bosch reaching for it at center ice, but it will be played to center. And the Cougars will move in on left wing. Weak shot on goal, left pad save. Kicked out to the corner by Dubé. And it will be collected there by Granger. And Granger will dump it deep.
Might have been the only way for Saxvik to get a bit of a rest there. The coach wasn't letting her off the ice. She's been playing so well, so... Two minute penalty. Get her lungs back, legs back, and she'll be back out there again, I'm sure, with the same confidence.
Quick shot from the point. That'll be blocked up there by Chinakis, getting in the way of that blast. Stays in onside, though. Finch on the right side, blocked again. Another shot going in on goal. Play to the corner. In behind the net now. That's Sawchuk. She'll get it across into the near side corner to the right point, Mazaros. Shot, that one will get right in on goal, and it'll be a glove save by Dubé.
Yeah, three phenomenal blocks there by different T-Birds in front there. Really, really nice one by Chinakis. Sometimes the blocks are more exciting than goals are at times, so it's great to see there, finding the lanes, making the right plays, very, very aware positionally, and that comes from her veteran play by Chinakis, so awesome work.
In behind the net now, collecting it is Capozzi for the Thunderbirds, and she will again get it down the ice all the way down with 5 seconds left to go. As Saxvik standing in the box, looking to come back out for the Thunderbirds. Even strength now, 7 minutes, 24 seconds to go. Thunderbirds lead 1-0. UBC firing it up ice off the boards and collecting and carrying it back into her own zone is Alexis Larson. She's going to make the play ahead to Mitchell. Mitchell making the play on right wing. to Kennedy. Kennedy falls as she crosses the Thunderbirds line. A couple of sticks on the ice there. Players will collect their twigs, get back up, and on left point, flip shot will go in, and it'll go up into the mesh, and we'll get a whistle. And it looks like the faceoff will come inside the Thunderbirds zone.
Yeah, great time for a whistle there. You see a couple of the players having a few words as they head to the bench, but that rest is going to be needed. That change was clearly needed by both teams, as you sometimes shift your lineups up when you're on the power play or on the penalty kill, so this allowed both teams to get their lines back to the way they would like them.
Carpenter Bosch into takes draw for UBC. She'll lose it. Regina controlling it at the point. That's Metz. She'll get it in deep behind the zone behind the Thunderbirds goalie for the Cougars. And it'll be played into the near side corner. Trying to keep in the zone successfully, it'll be Campbell for the Cougars. She'll work it across into the slot area. There's a play in on goal and a tripping call coming as Granger looks like she is going to go off. And it'll be a clear trip there.
Yeah, without question. That's one of those plays that you kind of got to go for it. If a player has a break, they're going to be all alone in front. Yes, you have Danielle Dubé in net, very, very strong goalie, but again, assistant captain there, I don't question that call. You have to do something, and it's better than you're confident. As we just saw, the Thunderbirds had a very, very confident and aggressive PK, so she knows what her PK is like, so it's not a bad call to make, or not a bad play to make, sorry.
Capozzi out there flipping it out. That's got to be her fourth or fifth dump in on the penalty kill. She's been excellent getting the puck out of the zone, and part of the reason why the Thunderbirds are 3-for-3 on the penalty kill in this game, as Granger sits in the box, 2 minutes for tripping. Capozzi stopping that play up at the line.
T-Bird's being disciplined right at the blue line. Force those players to have to make a great play or dump the puck in, which allows the Thunderbirds to get back and send it.
Bodying at the boards there on the right side.
Yeah.
That's Brown John.
Ref's going to let that one go as the T-Bird's already in the box.
She laid a nice bump on Paige Wheeler there. Paige Wheeler seemed to take note of that, and both players will go off.
Again, I'm very impressed with Hannah Mansing's reffing tonight. They're letting the players play. It's the best refs are the ones that you don't notice out there, and I feel like from all three of them, that's been the case so far tonight.
Carpenter Bosch in to take the draw for the Thunderbirds. She's out there with the Saxvik, the goal scorer, on the left side, and that's exactly where the puck goes, right across center ice. Coming in, it's Larson trying to get a shot. She can't, and it'll get flipped back out into the Regina zone.
Great back check there by Carpenter Bosch. Pick the stick up, send it down to the Regina zone. So great play.
Forecheck for UBC. Turns the puck over down behind the net. Carpenter Bosch trying to make a play on it. She couldn't. Saxvik on the near side wall. She'll get it to the point to Halverson. Winds up, shot goes right off the stick. And it's collected, though, on the deflection on the right side for UBC. And Saxvik will chase the puck out now into the UBC zone, stopping up to Carpenter Bosch. She's getting tied up there in the far side corner by White, but UBC will play it to center with 35 seconds to go on the penalty kill.
Saxvik trying to make that play off the boards and cut inside. Great play by the Regina defender, not giving her any room either way.
And it'll be flipped in by Alexis Larson, and the icing will get called off as it just bounced off just outside the red line there, so it won't be an icing call against the team with the power play, as Regina has had no luck getting anything done here, and it'll be flipped back out the center. UBC with control of the puck. Parhar bursting in towards the net, can't get it done, but Hay will collect the puck outside the Cougars' blue line, flip it in, go for a change, and fresh legs will get out there, but it's Capozzi now at the left point for UBC, flipping a shot in towards the net. It'll get blocked, and Regina will move it up to center. Into the UBC zone, Capozzi, quick legs back to get it, wheels at the half wall, plays it off the boards, and out to center. Capozzi still in the play there. She works outside the Thunderbirds' blue line, trying to dig it loose. She's working with her teammate in there, Chinakis, in to try and get the puck loose. The refs are calling to get the play going here. Is the puck stationary? And it will, as Campbell will, for the Cougars, will play the puck to center ice, and it'll bounce into the Thunderbird zone.
I think both teams were looking for a whistle there. They're tired, they want to get off, and the ref wasn't letting that happen.
No, the ref's calling to get the play going, and eventually did, but nothing much happening as it's flipped back out to center. Chinakis with her signature flip play this game. With 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go, she'll flip it, get off on a change. Cougars in on right wing, moving in towards the net, forcing it in front.
trying to make the play. That was Mitchell. She couldn't do it, and it'll be flipped out to center. Here's a race now. Coming in on left wing for the Thunderbirds. That's Unra making a play to the net. She got tied up by the D there, and a hand is in the air. Delayed call, and the whistle will come.
It's going to be the first opportunity for the Thunderbirds to go on the power play tonight. We'll see how they do on that end. They've got a very aggressive PK, so the Thunderbirds have. So I'm sure the power play, Graham Thomas, new coach this year, will have something special to see tonight. So
Unra, she's going to get a penalty shot for that play, as it's just been called. Unra is going to go to center ice for the penalty shot. Moving in on goal, in on Schmidt on the right side. Unra forcing it, getting the shot away, trying to bring it across forehand and go far side.
Nice play. She made Schmidt move too to her blocker side. The glove side was open, but just missed the net by about a half a foot there. But nice play by her.
And it was an interesting call there, because it looked like it was indicated first that it was an interference call, and then it went to the line. So T-Bird's getting a chance.
You don't see that too often. You don't see the penalty shots or shootouts too often as in women's hockey at UBC, or sorry, in CIS. If it does go to overtime, it goes to a five-minute overtime, and it's done. So
a penalty shot there for the Thunderbirds. They'll get a chance here. Schottmeyer getting a backhand in on goal, and that one is stopped by Schmidt, as she had a couple players, including Rafter, charging towards the net. Thunderbirds a little bit of energy here. Granger gets the shot through. That'll go wide on the right side. Down low, in behind the net. Now battling for it. That's Emi. Can't play it, but she'll get it to the line. And it'll be Hay playing it deep for the Thunderbirds. Works back out to center. Collected there and backhanded in. And that'll be Poulin who will pursue the puck, but it'll be forced out on the left side and all the way down the ice as Granger goes back to collect it for the Thunderbirds.
Sometimes too fast for your own good there.
Regina trying to get the puck under control in the UBC zone. It's on the near side boards. Capozzi plays it up to center, and here's a break. In on goal for Burgess. Shot! That one will go just wide.
Off the post there. Schmidt's going to be thanking her post there.
Nadine Burgess found the post there on the glove side. And she'll work the puck deep again. Saxvik in behind. She gets rubbed up there hard, and there's going to be a call.
You never want to see that. If you see the numbers, you know you're done. Don't make the play. You got to hold back a bit. She made a little bit of an extra shot when Saxvik had her back to her. That's a scary play. I never want to see that for either team, especially when you're about a foot off the boards. That's that danger zone. As a player, you have to also, it is on your own onus, or sorry, it is your own responsibility to stay tight to the boards so that you're in a safe position. As yes, there's no body checking, but it's a physical game, so that's gonna light a fire for the Thunderbirds.
50 seconds to go. Saxvik, who's been all over the ice tonight, gets bodied into the boards, and the Thunderbirds will go to the power play now.
At least you still see her on the bench. She's not heading to the dressing room yet, which is a good
sign.
Quick
shot by Hay. That'll go off a Regina player. And Regina will carry it up to center. Sawchuk on left wing. She's going to move right into the center. Sawchuk a little bit of speed there, trying to work around the Thunderbirds' D can't. And she'll just deposit the puck in behind the Thunderbirds' net. 1 minute, 26 seconds to go. Second period, 1-0 T-Birds. There's a play out on left wing. That'll go off the stick of Emi. The Thunderbirds trying to get something going in the final minute and change here of the second period. They're on the power play. Emi on left wing, taking the puck off her backhand. Other fifth year, Emily Granger on right wing with a little bit of speed, working it around and deep into the Cougar zone. Granger pursuing it down deep, trying to get it. She can't, and it'll be forced all the way back down into the Thunderbird zone. Back to get it is Capozzi. Capozzi coming out on left wing. She's going to give it away, though, in front of that Capozzi, and she'll recover as she just about gave it away to Campbell for the Cougars in front of Dubé. Thunderbird's trying to set something up. They'll get one or two more rushes, maybe, as they move up ice.
Good aggressive play by the Regina Cougars there on the PK.
Brown John carrying it across for the Thunderbirds. Turns it over, though, and it's back out over the Cougars' line and out to center. Carrying it there for Cougars is Campbell. She'll lose it, though. Capozzi on the left side will carry it for the Thunderbirds. She'll work it across to her D partner, Brown John. Brown John back to Capozzi behind the Thunderbirds' net.
10 seconds left in the third period.
Capozzi stops up. A couple of seconds, only a handful to go, as that puck will be backhand pass to Capozzi and the Thunderbirds. Nothing doing at the end of the second period. And so they will go to the room after 40 minutes here at the Dougie.
Doug Mitchell, Thunderbird Sports Center, at the 1-0 Thunderbirds lead, but it will be Sachs. But there will be a power play for the Cougars when we come back. There will be in 10 seconds.
For the Thunderbirds, Thunderbirds will come back on the power play. They got 10 seconds, so this gives, again, Coach Graham Thomas and Kim Coates an opportunity to set something up. 10 seconds is a lot of time. You can develop a good face-off and hopefully get a couple of chances before the penalty's over, or put it in before the penalty's over. So.
But the Thunderbirds can take the positive that they did get that one goal lead, put it in, especially with some of their first year players, Nicole Stakstic, obviously putting it in. So that was certainly a positive for the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, no, that's great. You want to see action from all lines and that energy, and I like to see that when players are playing well, and you notice the coach recognizes that and gives them more opportunities. As we've been talking all night, you see Zach Saktvik out there over and over and over again. If something's working, you might as well keep going with it. So that's great to see from Graham Thomas and Kim Coates on the Thunderbird bench.
All right, you're listening to Thunderbirds Hockey on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. We're going to go to break.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to citr.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center is happy to present its new collaboration with My Sister's Closet, a social enterprise of battered women support services. The SASC's Got Consent clothing items will be sold at My Sister's Closet, located at 1092 Seymour Street in Vancouver. The Got Consent initiative is a preventative campaign that creatively touches upon the necessity for consent to be present during all sexual encounters. The Got Consent branding is visible on a variety of clothing items, including t-shirts, underwear, and tank tops. It's also available at the SASC and the UBC Wellness Center in the sub, in addition to at My Sister's Closet. For more information on the Sexual Assault Support Center at UBC and the Got Consent campaign, go to ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
we're going to check the scores here for the other games going on across the Canada West.
Yeah, we'll start with the out-of-town scores. As mentioned earlier, some of